Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Motherhood isn't always picture perfect, and we are three moms just trying to figure it out together. Let's get real. Welcome to the Think Loud crew. My name is Kyle. Sounded so weird.
My name
Kyle.
Is Kyle.
Because I don't normally introduce myself as Kyle on here.
I feel like you don't ever actually say your name on here, though.
Yeah.
When's the last time you said, hey, my name is Kyle? Like, we don't really introduce ourselves anymore.
No. What's your name, sis?
Oh, I'm Cheyenne.
And today we have a guest, Robin.
Hi, guys.
She's back.
Robin was on before, though, but I wasn't here.
Yes.
How was it?
I really liked it, actually. It was a very easy conversation. It was a very comfortable space.
What did you guys talk about?
What? We were kind of all over
Friendship,
the place.
Friendship, church.
How we met, and then our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, just an intro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those days afterwards, so Robin's, like, seen episodes, she was like, I can't wait to sit down with Cheyenne, because you're more, like, structured,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I know I don't have structure, but you're also...
We all know.
No, you're very, like, on task. Like, she's like, okay, interviewed. The questions,
yes.
Okay, this is a
week. Because I feel like if I'm I think I have to be on task because of the way, number one, how my brain works, mm-hmm. and then number two, how I hear things. Like, if I listen to certain podcasts and they're all over the place, sometimes I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I have to turn it down.
You can't follow it.
I can't follow it because the way my brain processes, I'm like, okay, wait, we were just talking about this, and now we're over here. So I have to, like, kind of, like, be more, like, what's that word, analytical?
Just structured.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We need the balance, though.
Like, yeah, for sure. My head hurts. Yeah. I've had, like, a headache for the past 2 days.
Well, Do you need to drink some of that water? Are you
no,
okay?
I got some Tylenol this morning, though.
Woo. That was crazy.
Severe dehydration.
But I feel like I've been drinking so much water. I pee all the time.
I actually, like, I get migraines, like, since having the kids. And, like, I saw this trick on TikTok, and it's actually worked. I was very skeptical, but, like, you take, like, a pinch of, like, pink Himalayan salt.
Salt shots.
Yeah, and you put it in your water, and it actually, like, opens up your veins to, like, absorb more water.
Yes.
And it's actually helped with my migraines.
Zach told me yesterday, go do a salt shot.
Salt. And yeah, no, it's literally just like a pit. Yeah, it's
and
a real thing.
And he's like, you saw it on TikTok. I'm like, you saw it on TikTok. I don't go on TikTok. We had a whole argument about it. But I want to get Celtic salt. Have you heard about that?
No.
So it's better than, they say it's better than Himalayan. It's sold out everywhere, by the way. And
she tried already.
I tried. And even my dad told me about
Celtic
it.
Salt, send it to Shy.
Okay, right. When I was on my crazy diet.
Me too.
He was like, you should be putting Celtic salt on like the tip of your tongue. And I'm like, why? Because he was over at my house one day, I was peeing all day long. And he's like, the water is just like not even like.
Getting absorbed.
You're just peeing it out. So you need to put like the Celtic salt on your tongue and then it will like absorb differently. So I went down this whole rabbit hole of like all the benefits of Celtic salt. And it was like Celtic salt versus pink Himalayan salt and like all these different things. Celtic is definitely the winner, like, according to Google.
Where do you like find it?
I went on Amazon. I looked up like how to buy. Whole Foods, all these places, it's sold out because everybody right now knows about Celtic salt.
Do we need to start importing Celtic salt?
I'm just like, if someone knows where I can get some, can you tell me? Because I want to put it on my tongue so bad.
From their bottle?
I'm curious.
I want to put it on my tongue so bad. But that's my spiel for the day.
Not that I want to put it on my tongue so bad. No. Shia's going to be like, I got it, y'all.
I'm not even kidding. I probably am. I probably will.
She's going to get a package from some company. Here you go.
Hit me up. No, really.
Yo.
Okay, so I know we have a goal here and a topic. But before we get into it, I'm just so interested about the first podcast you guys did together. I heard you talked about friendship.
Yeah,
I feel like it was like a good introduction, girl talk, friendship.
It was like Kyle has a new mom friend.
Yeah,
like that was.
I literally like cornered her in the Taylor Tots parking lot. Like, hey, girl, you're like new.
Yeah, Robin, do you have friends outside of Kyle. Your new friend Kyle?
I do.
Okay,
I actually heard in the podcast that Kyle didn't have friends.
Like I do have friends. I just
Kyle.
You know,
let's be honest.
Because
even Shannon was
Shannon knows I'm a
pool day at the house. Mm-hmm. It came. And so Shannon's just like, okay, one friend. Okay. Then a whole nother person showed up. And it's just like, okay, who are these people? Like, you don't let people in.
Mm-mm. Like, I have friends. They're just not here. And I do have friends here. I've been told, I've said this over the years, and they're like, oh, I'm right here.
Yeah, you have.
Maybe. No, I do have friends, but it's in terms of, like, new friends, like, outside of, like, my day ones or, like, my school friends. Like, I've tried, but then I'm like.
So what do you think about Kyle as a friend? I'm really curious.
This is an interrogation.
Is she a good friend?
Cheyenne's told me about myself over the years.
No.
This is like, I had to work on my friendship.
Wait, because you don't know how to be
a friend? I would just be detached. I'd be stuck in my own world.
I don't feel like I get that her.
Good.
No, I don't. I get a very inclusive friend. Like, believe it or not, like, our friendship, I don't know, it just blossomed so quickly. It was like.
It's been easy.
It was voice notes. Like, it was not like awkward texts or anything like that. It was like, we just jumped into it. Our kids, like.
I remember one night Robin called me on the phone, and I was like, I was on the phone with someone else, and I was like, I gotta get off the phone. Robin's calling me.
We were on the phone till like midnight.
For like 2 hours.
Just like we're so talking. Delusional together.
Lovers. No, just kidding.
Oh, we do say, like, if we don't find men, we're just gonna be like, we've got our friends.
Next thing we know, they're gonna be like, so we got a place together, and like the kids are gonna share one room, and we're gonna share one room, but we're not like sleeping together. We're just like in the same bed,
this
and like sometimes
not...
we touch toes.
Or not.
This is not that.
Or not.
We definitely. I feel like
this guy asked if we were like gonna be like, he was like, you guys both seem really free. Like, do you guys like do things together? And we were like,
No,
actually.
I think that you and Kyle and friendship came at such a perfect time.
Yes.
Because yeah. I feel like the topic of her lacking in the mom friend department was mm-hmm. like, it just kept coming up.
There was one day, Cheyenne, I was in the car crying.
Bro, I think Zach was in the car too.
Wait, why? Because I was like,
I think I told her I was going to lunch with one of my friends, and she just started crying. And I just got crying.
So overwhelmed because, like, the two friends that I would like to hang out with live out of state. My other friend lives in another country, and the friends that I do have here.
And then she started crying that I was going to lunch with my friend, and she didn't have a friend to go to lunch with.
Either, like, super career women or don't have children, or it's just, like, we're just on way different pages now. So, like, mm-hmm. when we do go to lunch, it's, like,
that awkward.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm, like, oh, we're not really friends, like, at that point. Because, like, I cannot see Shahar for months, and we pick up, and it's, like, we were with each other 10 minutes ago, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's been the same thing with Robin. Like, even the way, like, our family structure, like, our family things, there's similarities. Like, work stuff, we have our ups and downs. Like, our kids are on the same page. Like, also, being a mom of two and having the same baby daddy
is, like, a difference.
Makes a difference. Okay. And I never really realized it. Until I met Robin, because we both have two kids by the same man.
Makes a difference in what way or, like, in what context?
Just some of the things that we deal with. The layers of, like, co-parenting or, like, what that foundation. Like, I feel like there are differences in your co-parenting with Corey versus my co-parenting with Mezier. But it's also a different history. You guys, we've handled it differently. Like, it's just...
But you're saying if I had two kids...
By the same guy versus two kids versus two different guys.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
It's a different conversation. Yeah. So it's, I'm like, guys, I got a friend.
I think it's great. I feel like it's cool that, I think in the, you've had friends.
It's not a default friend by environment. It's not like a friend
Default friend.
Dang.
Who says shit like that?
You know what?
I've had friends for different things, like a default friend. That could be a work friend. That could be like, oh, we're in school together. That could be like so many. Oh, we take a dance class together and we're friends. Like, no.
Okay. I'm trying to find the connection with what you're saying.
I get what you're saying, but no, I don't agree.
Well, okay.
I think you have friends.
I do.
And I think that you were seeking a friend that was of like mind.
Yes.
And
more on
was doing things that you guys could do together and that had kids and maybe you can have conversations about your baby daddies or like
Or not baby daddy conversation.
Right. So I think there's a difference in your friendships when you do have a friend that you can call on for things that are happening
right now, present day
in your life. Mm-hmm. Where maybe you have friends that you can't call on because, like you said, they don't have kids.
Different situations,
but they're still your friends.
Yeah. And just like closeness, like we live fairly close to each other. Oh, even where I'm moving, the new house.
Mm-hmm.
It's two blocks away from Robin.
Not planned.
She's screaming stalker, Robin. Run, Robin.
I didn't know where Robin lived at for a while.
It's giving Lifetime movie.
I'd be missing. I told her I was at the house, and I was like, girl, this house is like two blocks away from you. And I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then when she came to the house, she was like,
I could walk.
I was like, this is a lot.
But I think that that's really good that you guys have this friendship. Now you guys are going to be neighbors. And now now you're even closer
like
than
I'm
going to
be on my missing.
Shut up.
I'm going to go missing.
We'll be missing together, though.
No, don't
make me the crazy killer over here, y'all.
I would say I have a friend like how you guys became friends.
Like. Mm-hmm.
My friend who I met through Ryder and being at school, me and Iris were sitting there at the first day of like school or whatever, like back to school night, and I was like, hey. Hey. You know, want to be my friend?
Yeah. Oh, that's your kid?
Right. But the crazy thing
playing
is,
with my kid?
So many people have like, are mutual friends and have tried to put us in the same room together in the past, and it just never happened. And then we got put in the same room through our daughters, and the girls clicked immediately. So I was like, you know, I come in peace.
Yeah.
And she was cool. And it was kind of like how you guys just clicked. You just,
yeah.
We didn't sit up on the phone for 2 hours, but, you know, we clicked in other ways. And the crazy thing is, we went to a birthday party. It was like the first birthday party of the year for a little girl. And we were sitting there, and it was actually around this time of the year because she was like, oh, me and my fiance are about to go to Dubai for New Year's. Like, what are you guys doing? And it was Zach and I talking to her. And this is, I think, our second time actually, like, hanging out with her. And we were like, we're not doing anything for New Year's.
Want to go?
And then she was like, you're not? And I looked at her and said, we'll go to Dubai. And she's like,
are
you
out of here?
Are you serious? And me and Zach were like, yeah. And she's looking at us probably like, strange.
She's like, lost too.
Strange.
Meanwhile, yeah. I receive group pics. Us and
So literally, she's like, okay, I'm going to text you all the info tonight. So she texts me, like, the flight. She texts me the hotel. And then I text her back the next morning, like, okay, we're all booked. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, I know she's probably thinking, like, damn.
They didn't even think about it.
But we always wanted to go to Dubai. And I was like, why not? Like, let's just be spontaneous. Like, fuck it, let's go. So we went to dinner for my stepdad's birthday, maybe, like, a week after that, and I was sitting there talking to my other friend Ashley and her husband, and we were talking about New Year's, and I was like, I just met this girl Iris and we're going to New Year's with her and her fiance. You want to come? And then I said, let me ask Iris before I invite somebody, because I definitely, like, it's their trip.
Y'all, they are three little freaking musketeers at this point.
I text Iris, I'm like, hey, I have this friend, Ashley. Can she and her husband come? And I sent a picture. I sent, like, Ashley's Instagram page to Iris. They knew each other from, like, a long time ago.
Friends.
Yeah, they have a lot of mutual friends. Mm-hmm. She was like, come on, like, more the merrier. So I'm telling Ashley, like, come on. And then we're sitting at the dinner table, and then she's like, okay, we're booked. And I was sitting there like, are we crazy?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we can't even get babysitters.
Hey, I had a babysitter last weekend. I was
you
out.
You did.
I was saying,
like, that's how our friendship started, and now we're...
They just happen sometimes.
It just happened, and now we're travel friends, and now we're neighbors. We're neighbors.
Yeah.
We're all in the Lifetime movie.
Yes. It's a great Lifetime movie, though. So it's like... Even with Cheyenne's always been, like, really generous with her friends. So I love the fact that she has friends who are, like, generous with her. And not just her, but her
whole
family.
I was just invited me to a Friendsgiving, and I went on the sign-up sheet.
I'm on there.
And then I said, that shit says Kyle +2. I was like,
me and my
you
kids.
Got invited.
Yeah. Y'all, I've been to birthday parties, holiday parties.
How'd you get on the invite list?
With
don't
family.
Don't be friends with my friends. She's like, don't be friends with my
friends. No, but I like it because there's been, like, some new people that try to come in Cheyenne's life, but they don't understand, like,
our relationship,
that Cheyenne is into her family. So they'll be looking at me like, you're just a sis. And I want to say, you are a peon and can be removed. Like, go.
But I kind of felt
so
some
I
of that.
So I love that she was like, when I
first met her at your birthday... She was like, it was like interrogation mode.
She was like, how are you?
She was like, the spoon, so how did you guys meet?
Parking lot.
Right.
Parking lot pimping. Literally.
I would say that I am, in present day, way more protective about who is in our house. And I say our, like, my mom's, mine, hers, than I've ever been.
Same.
Like, present day, I'm this way more, like,
I'll meet you down the block.
Where they come from?
You can.
And I've always picked with Kyle. You can't bring everybody home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and she's just like, everybody, come on.
But that was my flaw back then,
too. Yeah, we're always very friendly.
Way too trusting, way too soon.
Yeah.
Thinking everyone is your friend.
Right, and they're not. And that's how she is.
Yeah.
So I would say I come off more standoffish and more bitchy.
It's always the little sisters, though.
They're protective.
They know things we clearly don't know.
Why are you bringing everybody home? Everybody can't come to the house.
Yeah.
And then you get burned. And then they're like, I should have never invited them over to my house.
And then I'm like, why'd you guys send me to the all-girls school where there was no one who looked like me? I was just trying to find friends.
Goodbye. Kyle, you met that. There was this one time.
Not anymore. I'm old.
There was that one guy. Remember that
you
you know better now.
When you were in college?
No. Mom always tells me this story about the guy you were hanging out with, his car stopped. Then, like, mom had to come pick you guys up.
My axle broke. You actually know him. He's from out here.
And mom was like,
We've been having so many mutual friends.
I just picked up your sister and some man with, like, three really large dreads. And Kyle tried to introduce him as, like, whatever his, like, rapper or artist name was. And then he was like, my name is John. Like,
you know what it was? I forgot his name in that moment.
So you gave his
stage name. And he was like, my name is Emmanuel. And I was like, my mom was like,
I wanted to kick your sister in the head.
I told him to leave. My axle broke. And I was like, my mom's coming. Like,
you can go now.
Literally.
We're done. I don't need you anymore.
Bye. Out of here.
I don't even think we did anything. Like, we were going to hang out. And then it was like, yeah, my axle broke.
So it was the end of the hangout?
Yeah, that was it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Wait, I really did have a topic today that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Or, like, just briefly address. Because I feel like it's something that comes up with our kids and with us and whatnot. But in terms of just my relationship with, like, my friendship with Robin and seeing, like, how she's raising her kids and the conversation of just, like, Robin is biracial. She's Filipino and Black. And growing up in, like, a biracial, not in a biracial, growing up between an Asian and a Black household.
Right.
Growing up biracial or, like, being in, like, a multiracial household, I feel like it's something that affects or, like, those are conversations that happen in our, with our children.
So can I ask a question?
Others. Yeah.
Who's Black and who's Filipino?
My mom's Filipino. My dad's Black.
Oh, wait. Do you get more people thinking you're just Asian?
Asian, yeah.
Do you scream I'm Black?
I feel like I used to when I was younger. I feel like I really had to validate who I was with, like, a lot of people back then.
Yeah.
Now, not really so much. I just don't.
Yeah. Did anybody, like, did any circumstance or anything happen younger that you feel like stood out that made you want to, like, be more like, no, I am Black too? Or was it just because you knew you were Black also?
I always knew, like, that was one thing growing up. I knew who I was, and my families on both sides, I never felt like I didn't belong. It wasn't until, you know, when you go to school and then, you know, whether it's like the other Black kids or whoever, it's always like, oh, well, you're not really Black, you know, or you're not really Asian, because I couldn't just identify with one. And so if you're not, like, all in 100%, they look at you as if you're less than. So it was just, like, it was outside environments, not around family or even like people that knew me, I would say. Yeah. It just got really tiring of like, oh, like, sure, you're Black. Okay. And then let's say I had like a recital at school or a graduation or whatever. And it's like, oh, that's your Black dad. Oh, and you're
Black. Oh, you really are Black.
Yeah. Like, that's your Black grandparents, you know, and it's just like.
I told
you. Yeah, but I didn't think that it would be like that.
So did it make you associate more with, like, the Asian kids?
Or? No. Asian kids weren't very nice either.
So who did you go with? Who did you
I honestly, with? I felt who like I gravitated towards, like, I've always felt more comfortable in Black rooms and Black spaces because they were more accepting, mm-hmm. I would definitely say, because a lot of the people, even now, like, they've been exposed to, like, biracial kids or people, and they're open to that, whereas in most Asian cultures, they're not open to you dating outside of your race. Like, mm-hmm. it's shunned, and, you know, it's not embraced at all.
Dang. It's different.
Yeah, it's so different. Yeah. They treat you like, oh, well... Well, if your mom's not really from the Philippines, like, if they were born in America, that's a whole different thing, too. Like, you're not really Filipino. You're not really this. Or
and So was your mom born in the Philippines?
No, she was born.
Cheyenne's like, so.
I'm just trying to get the
picture. No, she was born in America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your grandparents?
Were, and they emigrated here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your mom's Filipino?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what did your grandparents think when your mom had you? I mean, more so, what did your grandparents think when she got with the Black man?
They were so, like, they embraced my dad.
Oh, right.
And, you know, everything. My grandparents, I feel like their mentality was so different when they came to America because they were like, okay, we're in America, we've made it. You know, like, the opportunities are better. And I never really was taught to see color. I never chose friends or didn't choose friends because of where they came from, what they had, their background or anything. It was the person.
Yeah.
But when you grow up being mixed, you run into feeling like, where do I belong? Because I feel connected to this culture or this race, and then they don't accept me back. But why is it that my family does only? Mm. And you find, like, you have to fight for people to, like, accept you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, the hard part of it. But people don't take that serious. Like, they think it's just like, oh, you're just talking, like, you're mixed, you think you're better, and it's like,
no,
because you really just want to fit in, you want to feel like you're a part of a community, mm-hmm. and then when you don't, you're like, well, okay,
yeah,
you know, whatever, I guess.
It's definitely interesting, especially now that you have kids.
Who are even more mixed than me.
Yes. So what are your kids mixed
with? So my kid's dad, he's Jamaican. Well, half Jamaican. And then on his dad's side, technically, like, they're white, but they're, like, German, French, and a little bit of Mexican. So, like, my kids are just, like, a melting pot. Mm-hmm. And so one thing I've always tried to do with them is I want them to know everything that makes them up. Like, I've exposed them to, like, all parts of their culture. Like, I mean, I can't cook Jamaican food very well, but I made the effort to try. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I've exposed them, and they know all of their family members from all the different places. And I want them to know, like, you're not just one thing. You can be everything, and you can embrace and be proud of it.
Can I ask the ignorant question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What box do you check for the kids?
I do.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I honestly just do, like, I'll do African-American, and I will do that. I don't put that they're white, even though, like, they are. I'll just do Asian.
What box do you check for yourself?
For myself, I do African-American Asian, too.
I always thought about that. Like, when you have kids that are, like, you know, the melting pot. I feel like we all are.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
But it's like, what box do you check? Like,
because some of them don't even allow you to really, like,
check two.
To check, yeah.
And the reason I asked that was because there was one time Zach and I were doing something. I think it was when I was pregnant with Ace, and he had to do genetic testing, and he was filling out the paper, and it was like, check one box, and he checked Black. And Zach's dad is Black, his mom is white. And mm-hmm. I was like, why don't you check white? Like, just curious, like, why, what mm-hmm. makes you gravitate to checking Black? And he's like, I look Black. Like, if mm-hmm. I check white, they're gonna look and be like, where, nigga? Like, I was sitting there like,
here.
But it's
okay. It's, like, and he's weird. Like, you don't understand, because when you look at your parents, they're both Black. I look mm-hmm. at my parents, I have one that's, like, white, and I have one that's black as fuck, and I came out and I look black. I can't walk around screaming, but my mom is white. And I was like, okay, I guess I just never thought about it that way. So so now I just think I pay attention more now, like, to what boxes people check when you are mixed. How does that work? Especially if you only get to pick one.
I kind of understand where Zach is, like, coming from, because there's been times, like, I've encountered ignorance, I guess. Like, there was a girl, I wouldn't say we were friends, acquaintances, and she had made a comment, like, you know, you can't identify as a black woman, like, that's not, like, that's, like, not okay. And I, like, really tried to understand her logic, right? And, like, I guess there's even people who really think, like, if your mom is not black and you're a product of, like, a mixed couple or whatever, like, you can't identify as black if your mom is not black.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. But what about if your dad is black? Does the dad not count?
I guess it doesn't. And then it's, like, then you fall into the like, also, people have said, like, oh, like, you're just trying to take all our black men and da da da. And I'm like, my example is a black man. Like, you can't.
I can't wait.
Robin said that to me this morning. We were walking, and she was like, yeah, sometimes people have an issue, like, with me being mixed, like, dating black men. And I was thinking, like, why?
Yeah.
And when she started saying, like, my example, I was like, that's so real. Like,
yeah. I mean, that's tough. Like, when if your outer appearance is, like, not screaming one place, but, like, you look Asian, you know?
Yeah.
And your skin tone is darker or more, like, melanin or whatever.
Yeah.
But you would naturally come up. It's, like, hard when you come off as one thing, but you definitely are too, like, even, like, for Zach, like, you look at him, he looks black. You don't look at him and think, oh, his mom's probably white. Like,
yeah, you don't think
you
that.
You don't think that. But growing up, I'm sure that has to be confusing. And also, if you're not taught to embrace both sides of it, or not taught to even
acknowledge
it, then that's even more confusing.
Yep.
So I think it's cool that with your kids, you're putting emphasis on
everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then it's nice to hear the kids talk, because, like, we've had a conversation with the kids, and they'll be like, I'm black. Like, I'm this, I'm that. Like, and it's Boz and her two kids. They'll be going at it. Like, they'll be at the pool, and then they want to say, oh, I'm so tan. Like, I got so brown. Like, I'm blacker than you right now. And I'm like, no. We're not going to start with all that right now. But it's like, we're all black. It's talking about how black comes in all these different shades. And it's like, it's, I don't know. I think it's important to have these conversations with your kids early, because even, like, sometimes with Boz teases me, and he's like, you know, Mom, I know you're black, but he's like, I'm African. You're not. Like, he's like, you're really.
Damn.
Yeah, Boz.
it's because we're Sagges, you know.
Like, Boz is a savage. Boz will be messing with me and be like, Mom, you're not African like
me. Do you think that when you were back east, Mezier's family that is Nigerian, were they accepting to you in, like, the cultural way?
So, I think they were open, but his, like, there were certain people that definitely made comments where they would call me, like, the white girl, or they would make comments on the, you know, more so just, like, colorism, I think, or just a misunderstanding of cultural differences. But as I'm, like, figuring out this whole co-parenting, or, like, I love that the boys are Nigerian. Like, I love that they can have, like, that strong history and, like, learn about their heritage. And, like, they have a language that they can go back to and learn. So it's, like, how do I incorporate these things? And how do I make sure these things are incorporated in their lives, even though, like, we're not in that D.C. hub anymore? It's, like, kind of, like, where my mind is. But, there are differences. There's definitely differences, but I think that's just, like, that American and, like, you know.
Like, being American black versus being, like from.
Yeah, from.
Versus
from.
Being, like, African. It's very different. And I feel like there were times where, like, I could ask questions or, like, try to better have an understanding. But then there were some things where it was just, like, I just.
Didn't.
I just was not on the same page.
As far as asking questions to his family or to
his family, with him, it was kind of different, only because Mezier was born in Italy, and then he migrated here when he was a kid. So it's like he's very Americanized.
Has he been to Nigeria?
When he was a kid, when he was young. Like, not a trip that he, like a trip that he could really remember or like, you know, could formulate thoughts in, let me really explore. So in the future, like, we've talked about it, going to Nigeria and taking the boys and just, you know, I would love to bust that door open and really expose them. Don't look at me like that.
But it's a
bust
it's
that door it's open.
Yeah, it was the word choice.
The word choice was wild.
Okay,
the word choice really like, trying to say?
Threw it all off my armpits.
I would
love for my children to have a strong understanding of their Niger history, and so if they speak
how
the
do
language,
you teach that?
I was gonna say yeah. With his absence,
this is a question.
Are they...
This is something that I'm honestly like. I feel weird. Like I don't think I can teach them. All I can do is like keep exposing them. I've joined like there's some different like Igbo, like Nigerian American like based like groups out here, and I've like joined or like I've like subscribed, but I haven't really like done anything yet. Just because I'm like, what do people do with their kids?
Yeah,
and they do have like kids clubs and where like they may be learning the language or learning about different foods. So it's like. Those are things that I'm, like, seeking out, just because I know we aren't with his family full time, and it's like, I don't want that to get lost in communication or lost in the distance. So it's like, even at Boss's school, there is an evil woman who, like, we ended up talking one day, and she has a kid in Boss's class, another one who's a little older, and so it's like, I even thought about asking her, like, hey, like, do you do any, like,
traditional things
like with your children or like, you know, whether that's the food. The boys just came back from a wedding. They experienced like a traditional wedding, which I absolutely loved and adored. And it was a Nigerian and a Ghanaian wedding. And just seeing like the different clothes, Boss learning about the different traditions. Like they had like an African, masquerade at the wedding. And Boss's grandmother, his Nona, was so impressed that he wasn't scared of it. Like he's trying to figure it out. Like
scary.
So it's Boss wants to know, like he's curious, like and he's like,
yeah,
I'm a Niger boy. And I'm like,
and I think depending on what's happening at school and what's being taught at school, then it makes the kids even more curious.
Yeah.
Ryder just did an assignment, and it was about cultural or traditions of your family. And the teachers put a lot of emphasis on letting the kids pick what they want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it, and I'm kind of sitting back like, okay, culturally, like, do we have a tradition? Like, what tradition do we have? You know what I mean? Like, does Soul Food Sunday count? That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Taco Tuesday.
Right, does Taco Tuesday count? Or can we not do that?
Because you guys do a great Taco Tuesday.
Thank you. So I was just like, I think I was just sitting back like, oh, shit. Like, how does she answer this question? Because if I can't come up with the answer, then how is she going to come up with the answer?
Right.
But it was also, I think I just got stuck on the word cultural. And I didn't look at the rest of the picture where it was like, you could do family tradition. So I asked Ryder, what do you want to do? She was like, oh, I want to do it about how the girls in our family, when they turn 5, they get a tea party. Mm-hmm. And that's for our house. She goes, I want to do one on my dad's house about how we do family game night. That's a tradition we have. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, she read it. And she went more to family traditions versus going to culture.
Mm-hmm.
We had a play date with her classmates right before that assignment was due. And there was like an Indian mom. And she said they were going to do... something like culturally, and then there was another white mom there, and she goes, did she ask me like if I signed up for there's like days you can come to the class and teach a cultural thing or like bring food or whatever? And I was like, no, I didn't. Did you? And she goes, I'm white, like I'm white, like I'm not like a cool white where I'm like Polish or something. And she was like, I'm just
not
white.
French.
Like
we're not making crepes.
She was like, I'm just white. I don't know what I can't.
What can
go.
I do?
She said, what do I bring? Hot dogs. And I was just sitting there like, oh my god. And all I'm thinking is, shit, I'm just black. Like, do I bring chicken? Like,
fried chicken and grape soda.
I was like, do I just bring fried chicken? So we're sitting here having this conversation. I realized like, dang, we're in the same boat.
America
we're
has
in
really,
the same
really.
Boat with each other right now.
Tricked Americans.
And there was another mom who was like, well,
they stripped all of us.
Yes. And I was like, dang, I thought I was the only one feeling like, shit. Like, but she was like, yeah. I can't do anything either. I could bring hot dogs. I got pizza. And I was like, okay.
I never thought of it like that.
And I never thought of it like that. I thought, I felt bad for, like, myself, you know, and, like, that I didn't have
a food. We don't know what our home country is.
I didn't know what our, so I didn't know what to do. And Ryder's like, Mom, all the moms are coming, and we had samosas one day, or we had dumplings one day. And
someone
like,
made homemade chutney.
Yes, like, all these different things. She's like, why didn't you sign up? And I'm sitting there like, What do I do? Yeah. Like, they're doing dances. They celebrated Diwali the other day. They did a whole fucking dance. I'm like, Ryder, I can't come up there with the story. Like, I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. And the white mom was like, shit, me either. Like, and then there was a Polish mom there who said, oh, we're going to do some Polish things. And I was just thinking, like, bitch, like, fuck you. Like, I can't do shit. And then the Indian mom was talking about she's going to do Diwali and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting there, like, with the other white mom, just like, fuck, you bring hot dogs, I'll bring chicken. Like, let's team up. Let's team up together. Stop. We can do it together.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here. And more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
But it really got me thinking.
I have another mom friend that I adore. Who is hilarious. And she'll tell Cheyenne some of her drama. And Cheyenne will be like, why are you telling me this? And she's like, girl, this is a white mom drama. You're not white. Like, they have I need someone to talk to.
She's like, I'm telling you because you don't give a fuck about any of this white mom drama shit that goes on at this school. So I'm telling you. I was like, all right. But I swear it really got me like thinking. And then when you said today, I want Robin to come and talk about like mixed
cultures.
Just, I was like, dang, this culture shit is just killing me right now.
But there's black culture, but it's also we have the choice to like go figure out like what does that mean for our family.
Like we did a 23andMe. We did ancestry things.
I know there's some Cameroonian blood. I know there's some Nigerian blood. With all the other black people in America.
Yeah, it is. It's just a melting pot from there. So it's tough when I feel like it hasn't been necessarily like taught to us. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think we were taught anything like culturally. I feel like we were taught like to travel and to see all cultures and to learn about everybody's, but I'm like, what was my own? Do you get that?
I get that. Just from like the American standpoint. Yeah. Like what is
It's tough. And it's a tough subject to even like try to vocalize or to talk about.
You don't want to say the wrong thing.
Because then other black people, I've said it before where I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out like what is like black culture entail when it's entails so many things. Like there's no one answer.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes people are like, well, what is that one answer? And I'm like, there is no one answer. Like this is, it's music, it's food, it's hair. It's faith, it's hair, it's style. It's the way we treat people. Right. It's, you know, the way we come together and like, there's so many community behind it,
but how do you go to a first grade class and do that without
unity?
You know what I mean? Like for me, it was just I didn't know how to communicate those things. For that one thing, and on the paper, it's one line where it talks about the one thing you're going to talk about.
I wish you picked dance.
I should have said braids. I'm gonna braid everybody's hair. I'm gonna teach you guys how to do a good braid.
I was literally thinking that in my head. Braids. I was like braiding. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my cultural dilemma this week. And then, you know, Ryder's mixed. Her dad, I'm black. Her dad is black and white. His mom is white, and he was raised by his mom. And I feel like a part of him for a long time associated more with being white than black. And then I think he got the memo.
He woke up and was like, oh, I'm a nigga.
Hey, it's me. I think he got the memo that he's black.
Yeah, and somebody said, hey.
Does the black community, like, did he feel welcomed into
I'm gonna say during the heightened time of BLM he spoke before thinking about what he was gonna say and kind of was I feel like honestly speaking I think he kind of had a raw moment of not understanding like where his place was and how do I speak on a topic when maybe I haven't been like affected by it personally, or maybe I just don't know what to say because I have been raised by my white mom. My dad is black, but I associate more with my white side than my black side. Everybody's looking at me because I look black, I walk black, I talk black, yeah. Like I'm doing, you know, my outer appearance is screaming black. I haven't spoken up for the black side. So I think it was more of that. And I truly feel like when he did that, he went live and he had that conversation with live as if he was talking in a mirror.
Yeah, it was a very raw moment.
Yeah, to where I understood it because I understood what he was trying to say of like, I'm just trying to understand where the black community had to fit. They were like, what don't you understand? You look black, you're black.
They were like, there's no such thing as you're a biracial person. You look black, you're black.
So that was, I would say, tough for him to go through. Yeah. And as a family, we all rallied around him in the sense of, like, it's okay. Like, you're allowed to ask questions, and they could be ignorant, they could be dumb. Next time, maybe not online.
Online, yeah.
But
have a conversation with us.
At the house.
Hey, yeah.
We're calling daddy's black. Like,
There are so many people who go through that same conundrum of, like, where do I fit in?
Where do you fit in?
Who do I identify with? Yeah. Regardless of how you look or how you're perceived, I think it's hard for people to also comprehend, like, I want to be accepted in this area where you guys are telling me, like, I'm not you. I've had
plenty of people online tell me, like, do you know Ryder's white? And I'm like, me too. Like, I white in me too. Yes. So, like,
yeah.
But she looks black. She looks like she's of color. So we check the black box.
Yeah.
That's the box she checks. I don't know.
That's just what it is. Yeah.
But she knows, like, her. She's
after meeting her, she's very much secure in who she is. She definitely knows, like, who I am. Yes. And I think that's great. And I think that's all we really want for our kids.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the day where Ryder comes home and she's going to be like, Mom, I have a story.
She does that every day.
So-and-so told me that I am not black. And what did you say, Ryder? She's going to say, I told them that I am, and this is why, and this is how it makes me feel. And I'm just like,
I mean, as she gets older and as her siblings get older, I definitely think it's going to be more of a conversation. Because her brother, he's black. That boy is brown as fuck. Ace,
yeah.
There's no question.
There's no,
but
yeah.
Her sisters.
White passing?
They're white.
Okay.
They're black white passing.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're black. Yeah. Their dad is black. So I think that it's going to be interesting as the kids all get older just to see how those conversations do come up. Mm-hmm. Because her sisters are definitely, if you see them, you're just going to think that they're white. But their dad is definitely black.
Yeah.
And they have black in them, and they're black.
Yeah.
And all it's going to do is just cause more conversations. And that's not a negative thing.
No, it's not.
But it's just, it is what it is. And that's just how genetics sometimes works. And it's one, I know it drives Taylor crazy because Maya has red hair. So many people comment on her stuff like, how does your daughter have red hair? Okay, her brothers all have red hair.
Corey's
hair is damn near red.
Yeah.
Ryder and has red undertones,
his mom's
too.
Hair is red. Yeah. So,
people think it's like so crazy for black people to be anything but like pitch black. Like, it's so crazy to me.
People also don't realize that black comes in all shades, and that's hair texture, that's eye color, that's hair color, that's skin tone, undertones. Like, my mom loves to share this, but it's like, what is it? Our great grandfather. He was one of 14, and they literally go from, there's a cousin who's, like, blue-black to someone who is white-passing, who has, like, blue...
Colored eye, yeah.
White skin, blue eyes, like, light hair. So it's... And they come from the same two parents.
The way genetics works is nuts.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's...
I mean, look at your kids. They don't look the same at all.
I was going to say, what about my kids?
No, I'm saying they don't. They don't look the same.
No, and they have different features.
Yeah.
Cheyenne and my dad still try and say, who is Zaire's dad? And I'm like, Messier.
I'm not saying anything. I didn't say anything at all. I'm not getting in trouble after this one.
We believe you.
Trouble with yourself and God.
We believe you.
We believe you.
You know what, Kyle? As long as you and God are right, that is all that matters in this world.
Why are you trying to make me do something?
Why are you bringing God into this? Right.
Don't do that.
I'm not saying nothing. I don't want no problems with nobody.
It's okay. Y'all can go collect your receipts if you want.
I'm not collecting any receipts.
We're not getting involved, actually.
I'm not involved. I'm really good. Mm-mm. I'm not saying nothing. I think that your boys are beautiful. I love your boys.
Yeah. They just look different.
No. I am.
Well, we know they're yours.
We know for a fact they're yours. Now the rest of the facts. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm interested for when this does air. I'm interested for other people who come from similar backgrounds or mixed race homes, like what your experience was, especially with you talking about like being black and Asian and how the Asian community kind of handled you, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not like that, but just to hear like that side of it, it's different.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to hear the conversation that happens after this conversation to how people can say, oh, I can relate, or this was my experience.
Because even if you think about it, even like in the black community, you know, how you can run into like the mean black girl who's like, oh, you think you're better because you have better hair, you're light skin, this, that, and the third. And it's like...
The colorism.
Yeah, the colorism is real. And the thing that's crazy, it's like the same thing in the Philippines. You know, like my grandma had told me, like, if you were of fair complexion, you were, like, highly praised. You were more desirable. And then if you were brown or if you were tan, because you can be very dark and be Filipino, and, like, you were looked down upon because, like, you were a farmer. You were a field worker. You were someone who was outside, and that was not desirable. Like, you – I have had it on, like, both sides. Like, okay. I definitely – I get it. You know, I – it's crazy, though.
It is crazy. And I feel like there's something like that in everyone's culture. Yeah. Whether it's, like, the color of your skin or, like, weight. Like, I know in some cultures it's, like, you're praised if you're bigger versus if you're smaller, like, weight-wise.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think it, you can find that story in everyone's culture. It just depends on, like, what yours is. So I'm interested to see what you guys think about the topic today and to hear other people's situations growing up.
Yeah, because even, like, growing up, I remember it was like, oh, I'm Blasian. You know, that was the whole thing. Where it was like, if they were Blasian, they were like, I'm cooler than you.
And I was Blasian, like, Blasian babies was for sure a thing.
When we were in high school, like, yeah, the girls who were like, I'd be like, oh, like, when we really be like, Blasians only. I would be like, oh, okay.
It's crazy. They're,
like, that and was a whole.
It was so fetishized or whatever. It's like, it's, yeah.
It was. Yeah, I think it still is, to be honest.
It still is, I feel.
But so every week, as you know, we end our podcast with the WTF of your week or advice. Kyle, you go first.
What?
Dang. Okay. Yes, I do remember.
Why did you put it on me like that?
Because Robin's the guest. And you have a lot to say.
Always.
I'm really trying to think about mine.
I think mine's a WTF.
I don't know. Here's my words of advice. Be open to new friendships. Even if you have moments of, like, pure delusion together, and just make sure you come back to reality. Because I feel like sometimes we'll be in our deluded moments. We have these moments where we're super delusional.
Was that your WTF or advice? I'm so confused.
Like, I guess advice. Because it's like sometimes you need those moments to just be, like, free and wild and crazy. But then, like, we always come back to, like,
reality
and, like, the ground.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's like, okay. Find those healthy outlets where you can be yourself and be free,
okay.
But you also know how to bring it back in, because we'll be, like, floating, and then we're like, okay, but this is what we really need to do.
Okay, so, there we go.
Balance.
Had to pull that one out of you.
Yeah, you know, I don't always finish my thoughts sometimes. They just, like, start coming.
We know. We do. We do.
Pray for me, guys. Not her, but for me. Now I'm really trying to think about mine still.
Can we talk about Zach moving the other day?
Zach,
we were
moving.
Cleaning out the house.
That is the W. That's your WTF. Actually, it's mine.
No, that's like Zach's WTF. Yeah.
Why? What happened?
We were cleaning out the house. Well, Zach's the only, like, you know, the only husband around right now.
Zach gets picked on. That's all it is.
Yeah, Zach
Why?
Gets picked on.
He's so nice.
Because he's the only man. He's the only, like, young
son
guy.
Of all.
So he gets picked on by all the dads. So, like, my stepdad calls him to do shit. My dad calls him to do shit. And they're like, come on, Zach. Like, come on, do it.
So
Zach,
we were
not
doing
a
stuff
handy guy
at the house. No,
no. He's a call and pay somebody to build the bed, nigga.
Yeah. Excuse me. I just got my nails buffed. Like,
he takes Ryder on a date every Monday to get their nails done.
I love that.
And
he's not the like let me get my hands dirty.
Every Girl. Monday with Ryder, and they come back, and Ryder just came back this Monday. She said, look at my fall nails.
Not like that, but like.
Look at my buff. I got buffed.
Well, they had Mr. Buff out in the garage, covered in spider webs, holding doors, picking up stuff, and Zach was like,
Zach also doesn't like dirty shit.
He doesn't like to. Oh, yeah, Zach is so clean. Yes. So, like, all I kept saying was, like, thank you, Zach. You know?
We got.
There's a cobweb on your shirt.
Oh, no. It was on his head.
He was like, I just went through so many black spiders, black widows. And all I kept thinking is, just pray for your brother in law to get here sooner so you could, you know, split the work.
We got in the car, and I swear he looked at me like, what the fuck?
I need to shower.
Yeah. He raced home. And I had to get that man like a little small Jameson that night to help him sleep. Like
it was I'm gonna send him another little mini thank you.
He don't need nothing else, but that was a funny day. That was definitely a WTF day. He looked at me like I had lost my mind.
At one point, they were okay. So they're removing. There's like three garages. And they were trying to get one of the doors open, and they haven't been open in a very long time, and it came off the track. So my dad's standing there sweating, covered in webs, holding up the door. And Zach had gone back inside, and he said, I know! I just know that man is not in the house, sitting down on his yellow ass. He said something like that. I was like, Dad, you can't say that. Like, and he was like,
sure was.
He was like, go get him. And I walked in, and Zach was like, I'm done.
Like, he's like, why don't you guys task rabbit this? Like, why don't you call me?
Zach, you're being summoned. And yeah. He was like, by who? And I want to say you know.
Okay, man. My advice is,
Mr. Floyd,
all the time, it is okay to do what you want and not what, like, outside environment or outside world or society is telling you, oh, you're not supposed to do that right now.
Do what you want, not what is expected.
Yeah, like, why? My reason for saying this is I took all my Halloween decorations down on November 1st. I saw the snippet. And I put my Christmas decorations up November 1st. And I had all these people coming for me, telling me it's not Christmas time yet. Guess what? It's my house, bitch, okay? If I want to look at Christmas shit, yeah. I'm about to look at Christmas shit. So I'm doing what I want, and I'm not letting you determine if it's Christmas yet or not.
Elf on a Shelf is already out at Cheyenne's house.
They're on the bathroom. I was using the bath. I went to her house, and I used the bathroom, and I was snapping, and I was like,
there's back there.
But I love it. Black
Santa. Do you do brown Santa?
Brown Santa is black Santa. Yeah. There's black Santas all throughout my house. Yes. We got a little tan one, maybe white passing one in the kids' bathroom for the soap dispenser.
We do brown Santas too.
We have like a few
Not
thrown in.
The white passing.
There's the soap dispenser. Yeah.
No.
You said clean up. Okay. Clean it up.
No. I'm just saying, we got all type of Santas in our house.
You know what the best part of this? Okay. When Ryder draws herself, she usually uses the brownest marker that she can find. And she's like, that one's me. And I'm like, girl, you're not that dark.
I'm like, okay, Ryder.
Yeah.
All right, Robin, what's yours?
I love it.
Advice.
Or WTF.
I mean, my WTF would expose a lot. So,
so we can't do that.
Yeah, let's see. My advice. My advice would be to stay true to yourself. Like, if currently I'm going through something with my kid's dad, and I feel like I really had to stay true to myself in the aspect of, like, I'm a good person, and regardless of, like, whatever may happen between us or how I may feel mistreated, I still try to do right by him, just because, like, that is my kid's dad. Mm. And so that's kind of something I think, like, there were times, like, recently, even, like, Kyle would tell me, like, girl, that's not your place, you don't need to be doing all of that, da, 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 da. But I just feel like if there's, like, a challenging moment or something, you feel like, oh, like, I don't need to do this for someone, but it changes, like, who, it makes you question and change, like, who you are. I think you should just, like, really stick to who you are, not change based off of, like, what other people may say or try to influence you. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, I feel like I still did the right thing regardless of how I was treated along the way. If that, like, makes
sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah? Okay.
Still, I think it's staying true to yourself.
Yeah. Like,
but in the sense of staying true to yourself, also don't allow yourself to be mistreated.
Yeah. I think that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
That's where I feel like I've been trying to come in.
Yeah, I don't even know what a boundary is anymore.
Some boundaries, or like if you do want to extend yourself and be that person, it's like you can do it for a certain amount of time. Or, you know, it's...
I feel like boundaries and co-parenting are the most important things.
Yeah.
It's just very difficult.
And it's way easier to say than to
do.
Yeah.
But once you find them and once you're able to stick by them, then I think that's when you realize, oh, okay, Like,
it does get easier.
It gets easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
The boundaries are tough. But I think staying true to yourself is always good. But just realizing that you're going to stay true to yourself, but you're not going to allow anyone to mistreat you in the same. Yeah. It doesn't go hand in hand.
Because you definitely get the guilt.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, why'd I do that?
Yeah.
Or you're like, damn, I did that. And
it backfired. Because I was really coming from a
nice place. I came from a good place. And I'm not being met with that same level of respect. Energy.
Yeah.
So the next time, I'm going to put up a boundary.
Yeah.
And you better figure it out on your own.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the Think Loud Crew podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on all platforms. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at XO Raviana.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that one. And I wasn't ready for that. And as always, don't forget to tell your crew about our crew. Raviana.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.